On April 16th, UCSB's AS Food Insecurity Leadership Council held a town hall with the goal of creating a safe space for communities to share their experiences and communicate their unique needs regarding food security. Food security refers to a person's access to nutritionally beneficial foods on a regular basis. More than 15 representatives were invited to speak at the town hall, including the school's Vice Chancellor of Student Affairs, Margaret Claywoon. Others included student representatives from AS Food Bank, UCSB Sustainability, UC Global Food Initiative, and SB Housing Co-op. The AS Food Insecurity Leadership Council started off the forum discussing the prominence of food insecurity at UCSB.
UCSB is actually the second most food insecure campus in the UC system, and I think that's a problem that we really need to fix.
Associated Students presidential candidate Allison Sir then explained her plan to rectify this issue, promising to establish vending machines within Isla Vista rather than only on campus, then explaining that this would provide free meals to students in need.
So what this vending machine entails is we're working with Ventech, and what Ventech allows is we're able to upload PERM numbers so students can use their access cards and swipe and get a free meal. And this would be open to students with high financial need. And since it will be a CSC project, they kind of want to have it open to Isla Vista homeless people because it is a community and they do serve a community as well.
Representatives of various campus organizations then proceeded to give updates on how many food insecure students are currently reaching out to take advantage of cooperative efforts such as the Isla Vista Food Co-op, EBT grants such as CalFresh, and farming initiatives within the community, such as the university-sponsored Edible Campus Program. Various concerns were voiced throughout the discussion as well. Some students wondered whether the produce provided by these programs was sustainably and ethically sourced. Others expressed criticism regarding undocumented students being unable to receive any government aid through CalFresh. A handful of students also argued that the process to even receive an EBT card was far too complicated and consequently deters qualifying students from applying. CalFresh advocates at the meeting explained that not much could be done about the tedious application process, given that it is a state government program.
I mean, really, that's what our CalFresh advocates are here for. They can hand-hold you through the entire process if needed. So, I mean, just, I know it's an extra thing to do on top of everything else you guys already have to do, but I mean, if you guys could just, you know, it's $192 a month. Like, it's money for groceries, and all you have to do is finish this process, and then you don't have to deal with the county again until 6 months from now. So, I mean, I get that it can be daunting. I mean, even for financial aid, it's daunting to turn in your stuff for financial aid sometimes, so. I don't know how easier we can make it once it's in the hands of the county, because, you know, once it's there, then you're waiting on that side. If you could work and have your friends work with an advocate, I feel like that's the best way to help you get through the entire process and see it to the end.
Vice Chancellor Mike Miller was also present at the town hall and asserted his dedication towards making Isla Vista a food secure neighborhood. Miller explained how food security is often inseparable from housing security, and therefore expressed his desire to begin alleviating local housing insecurity as well. He proposed solutions such as a transitional housing program that would temporarily give home to the highest needs students in between living situations. Miller hopes that providing housing aid would allow for food security to be a more feasible challenge for residents. Finally, attendees broke out into smaller groups and discussed possible solutions to the complicated issues expressed during the forum. At the town hall, student campus representatives and non-affiliated students were able to receive direct responses from present UCSB staff and faculty about their concerns and their hopes for a more food-secure future for the Isla Vista community. For KCSB, I'm Cody Chong.